From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. It's Tuesday, October 3rd. Coming up, we'll learn more about what the loss of Champaign-Urbana's last gay bar meant to the queer community. That story is coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. The city of Chicago is receiving about $30 million from the Illinois state government to help support asylum seekers. The state is giving additional money to just six local governments. About $9 million went to Joliet. Elgin and Lake County each received about $1 million. Urbana and Oak Park also received some funding. The funds are supposed to be spent to help provide housing, food, medical care, and legal support for asylum seekers. In the past year, more than 15,000 people, mostly from Central and South America, have arrived in Illinois. They have been bused from border states, including Texas. The state says it has contributed more than $300 million in total to support migrants. Illinois residents can now register their assault-style weapons as required by law. Alex Degman reports.
It's part of the new Protect Illinois Communities Act, which survived a state Supreme Court challenge in August. The ban prohibits the sale of certain types of assault weapons, 50-caliber rifles, 50-caliber cartridges, and other weapon attachments. But if you owned a banned item before the law took effect, you can keep it by registering with the Illinois State Police by January 1st. People who own large-capacity ammunition feeding devices do not have to register those. Opponents of the state's assault weapons ban contend it violates the Constitution's Second Amendment, and they vow to challenge it in federal courts. I'm Alex Degman.
A new University of Illinois study says women feel like they are on trial when trying to convince healthcare professionals of their needs. IPM reporter May Antar has more.
The study looked at 36 women who have felt unseen and unheard by their healthcare professionals. Cherie Thompson is a professor of communications and lead author of the study. She says this is part of a bigger and more historic issue.
That I have to do the study in today's world, when so many other people have written about this, to me, my goal is to just keep maintaining awareness to a pernicious and persistent issue that so many women face and continue to face.
Thompson says that women's health issues are grossly underfunded. Moving forward, she hopes her study will shed light on the issues women face and allow them to be heard. May Antar, IPM News.
The Fighting Illini football team will host the Nebraska Cornhuskers Friday at Memorial Stadium. IPM News reporter Colin Highslope has the story.
Illinois and Nebraska are both winless in Big Ten conference play and have an overall record of 2-3. The Illini have won the last three matchups against the Cornhuskers and are undefeated against them under head Illini football coach Brett Bielema. Bielema spoke earlier this week about the upcoming contest.
Nebraska is very similar to our situation. They're 2-3, identical records, actually. Both of us have two losses in conference play, so there's a lot of different variables going into it, but I think this week is a lot about us. Obviously, Nebraska and what they've accomplished, played a couple different quarterbacks. They're playing really good on defense, a very difficult challenge.
Game time is 7 p.m. on Friday, October 6th, and will be televised on FS1. I'm Colin Highslope, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll learn more about what the loss of Champaign-Urbana's last gay bar meant to the queer community. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
The 21st is where Illinois gathers for news, information, and daily conversation on politics, the pandemic, culture, and everything in between. I'm Brian Mackey, inviting you to join the conversation anytime, day or night, by leaving us a voicemail. The number is 217-300-2121, and we might play it on air. Then tune in Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson. According to research from Oberlin College, the United States has lost around half of its LGBTQ bars over the past 20 years. This week, we're looking at what the loss of these physical spaces means for the queer community and what people in CU are doing about it. C Street was Champaign's last remaining gay bar before it closed in 2017 when the building fell into disrepair and the owner sold it. Today, a former Chester Street bartender shares memories of the bar with IPM's Owen Henderson.
Amy Myers is known by many in Champaign-Urbana as the organizer of some of the area's biggest drag shows. But she got her start bartending and hosting drag shows at C Street. After high school in Peoria, Myers came to Champaign, and she says she found a family in the queer community here.
When I came to Chester Street for the first time, I walked into those doors, and it was a Thursday night, and it was the EDM music. And I remember taking a big breath and knowing, oh my gosh, there's more people like me. Like, I'm not crazy. This is, you know, this is what I've been feeling for all these years. I wish I would have known or had support. I'll never forget that moment. Monday was industrial nights. Tuesdays was, trash disco. Wednesday was half price night. Thursdays was techno night. Or EDM then, and then Friday was top 40, Saturday was club music, and Sundays was our drag shows. And you could walk in at any time and see 100 to 300 people in that bar, or maybe even more on the weekends. We even had gay newspapers back in the day. It was, you know, up at the front door, and you could read about everybody's business or, you know, gossip. Maybe it's the fact that, you know, gays can go wherever they want to go now, or it's more accepted than then. But, you know, we don't have a queer space, I would say. I'll tell you what, in the early 90s, 2000s, there weren't any dating sites. So if you want to pick somebody up, you had to work for it. If you want to see another queer person, gay person, if you want to see a drag show, you had to go to the gay bar to see all that. You know, and especially then, you know, people weren't accepted. You know, in high school and you're gay, you may get made fun of, or you may have a hard time fitting in or thinking that you're the only one, but you come to these bars and you find your chosen family and you're accepted. And it's the greatest feeling in the world to be around more people like yourself and know you're safe. Before Chester Street, there was the Balloon Saloon, and that was in the 70s. And there was another gay bar called Giovanni's. Now that's before my time. But, you know, being around all the gays, you know, you hear stories of the Balloon Saloon and Giovanni's and pictures and seeing different, hearing different things and different stories from those locations as well. And one nice thing I liked about Chester Street is everybody knew that it was a gay bar, but everybody came. We had straight people, people from the hospital, people would rent it out. There were frat parties. We were Chester Street. So, you know, you could be anybody and be in that bar. You could see the postman or a teacher or a restaurant owner, and I feel like it was a home for so many people. The floors used to be sticky, and there's that Kesha song, you know, it's a hole on the wall with the glitter on the floor. Honey, I wish I could go take a time machine and stick on those floors one more time.
That was Amy Myers, a former bartender from Chester Street Bar. The site where C Street once stood is now being considered for designation as a historical site by the city of Champaign. I'm Owen Henderson, IPM News.
You can read and listen to all of our stories from this series about the lack of LGBTQ spaces in Champaign-Urbana at ipmnewsroom.org. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 87 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, May Antar, Colin Highslope, and Owen Henderson. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farrah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.